stuff I'm breathing down my neck. Jump back, make tracks, here comes the hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee, fee, five, five, full, full of fun, it was a monster's holiday.
Woohoo! It is definitely a monster's holiday because I'm a little monster, at least that's what my mom has always told me, and I want to have some fun. Let's have some fun. Sorry, you can annoy you here. I'm going to have to adjust my mic for just a second. Pushed it out of the way so I could get a better shot of my computer, and there we go. That sounds better. So today is a holiday for a lot of people. Haven't really talked too much about it. It's Nevada Day holiday, Nevada Day tomorrow, and big going-ons in the capital city. A lot of people don't care what Governor Sisolak says because it is our birthday. We are going to celebrate. Chili Feed's going on thanks to Senator Settlemyer and Secretary of State Barbara Sagafsky. That tradition will continue. And I love being able to announce that on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, the Monica Jay Show. It's our show. It's my show. It's your show. It's live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. And great announcement. We're going to have some live coverage for Election Day. So November 3rd. Get out and vote if you haven't already done so. This is, I know you're getting tired of hearing it, but every day something comes up. Just more and more proves how important it is. And I got a wonderful email 2 days ago. Haven't really talked about it, but a lady had been able to convince five people through all this time, five different people who had never voted before because they had that attitude that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. She convinced them that it does matter. So if you have never voted before and you've taken that stance, please get out and vote because I cannot stress it enough of how much it does matter. Authentic votes. Now, today, I'm sorry, I made a mistake for, I guess it is different for the different counties. Yesterday was the last day of voting for Dayton and areas there. Today is the last day of early voting. They have to shut down all the machines at 7 o'clock tonight and get them all ready for November 3rd. It's going to be even busier, but I don't want to hear any excuses. Well, I had to wait in line for 3 hours. So what? So take a chair. Take an ice chest. Take a coat. It might be a little chilly. But it's that important. It is that important. And if we have to play along with Sisolak's stupid regulations, wear a mask, wear a mask. Nothing should keep you from your voting. Yeah. Please. I mean, I can't believe the BS. Let me reach over here and grab this. I wasn't going to mention this because it just, you know, it's people have to be able to figure this out. But a lot of listeners started emailing me it and sending me copies. But I have four of these things right here that I've received over the last week and a half. The Center for Voter Information, Topsy Lane in Carson City, nonprofit.org, so it's, you know, U.S. postage paid. But going through here, they say that, oh, this is just, you know, voter information and blah, 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 and try to make it look official and, it's just BS. This is just a hidden liberal agenda. Trump bad, Biden good. No, the leader of the Biden supposedly crime family is bad. Not only sold us off to China piece by piece, but has been raking in the millions of dollars. What have you had to cancel because either a partner or a spouse lost a job this year? What have you had to take out of your savings to survive? You know, if you received anything from the Center for Voter Information, this is just a bunch of liberal BS, you know, and I'm tired of it. They will do anything, anything to win. And that includes lying, cheating, stealing. Nancy Pelosi even puts it out into the public, says it in the press. Oh, will we say something that, you know, isn't true? You guys pick it up, you do a story on it, you run with it, and then it gets out into the community. And, you know, whether it's proven or not, it's, you know, you guys reported on it, so it must be true, blah, blah, blah. And then they start getting questions about it. It's a turnaround. We can't have honest, legitimate elections anymore. And you've seen this coming. Look at the Supreme Court nomination as a perfect example. Ever since Merrick Garland, it's just been threats of payback. You have a Supreme Court justice who has an impeccable record of following the law, the Constitution, of knowing her stuff. No Democrat voted to approve her. None. Straight down party lines. This is a woman who should have been nominated by any president in the past. But it's all just so twisted and ugly now. Now they want to pack the courts, change the rules, threatened by Chuck Schumer on the floor. You will pay. That's why elections are so important. And you've got to know your candidates. You've got to know your candidates. Thank you for everybody who emailed and texted me for my opinions. And, you know, I tried to get them out. If you're still questionable, if you have any questions about the Supreme Court race, it's Douglas Herndon all the way. Ozzie Fumo isn't even a judge. He has no experience being a judge. Judge Herndon has been doing this for years. You don't just put somebody on to the Supreme Court of Nevada. Douglas Herndon knows how to be a judge. A good judge, a fair judge, a judge that does not put politics into decisions. People don't even want you to know who they are. They just want to put up campaign signs. Well, if I put up a big splashy campaign sign bigger than this other guy's, people will vote for me, and you know nothing about them. Would you have known that Fumo's running for the highest court in Nevada, and yet he's never been a judge before? He's never been a district court judge? So you don't know his voting record? Doesn't that sound kind of suspicious? We have a big problem with our courts because you have seen that all of the decisions that we've tried to get through here in Nevada, that the president has tried to get through. The liberals are showing themselves. The judges who are liberals are showing themselves for who they are and who appointed them and the agenda that they have. It is not about following the word of the law, the Constitution of this country that everybody seems to take an oath on, but I guess it's just so easy to swear an oath yet break it. You don't care about it. And I'm sick of that. I'm done. I am done with that. And I hope you are too. We're done with the COVID thing too. Here I just get an announcement from my friend Christy. Hey, can you put a shout out about this? Yes. The SHOT Show that was going to be happening in Las Vegas. Now we're canceling into next year. We're supposed to shut down for a couple, 3 weeks, flatten the curve. And now we're going into next year. So the SHOT Show that is going to be in the second week of January is now kaput. No more. So if you were planning on going down to that, change your plans. Because not only is Fauci putting that you don't spend time with family on Thanksgiving or Christmas, which I'm sure a lot of families will appreciate and just take advantage of for personal reasons, but they'll say it's because of COVID, because they just don't want to spend time with their family. But now in the next year, if Biden gets elected, he has admitted he's shutting this place down. Again, he's making federal mask mandate laws. Are you done with this yet? Then get out and use your time wisely today. Your employer has to give you time off to vote. It's your right. I mean, this really is the fight for our country. And what concerns me is that, well, we're going to be fighting long after the election. Because the left, is just not going to let this go. They have accused our duly elected president of every single thing that they are doing. The corruption, the payoffs, the family being involved in the family business. And yet, Trump has been vindicated of everything. But nobody wants to hear about it, that there's proof, written, text messages, documents, audio files, photographs, the list goes on and on, of the Biden family. And not just Hunter. Hunter is the scapegoat. Joe Biden has lied every time he's been asked about it. Yet that's the person that those on the left are so excited about being the president of this country. I drive by the Biden-Harris signs and I just have to look at the house and the people that live there, and I just I just have to ask myself, are you serious? Are you serious? You're seriously supporting this, in my opinion, criminal. Flat out criminal. It's just, it's unbelievable. But it's the world we live in now. Because if you don't vote the way that certain people want you to, then you're just going to be attacked. So-called feminists attacking the Girl Scouts for sending out a congratulatory tweet of Amy Coney Barrett. How that is such a nice thing to do. No, they were attacked. This is a partisan issue. You should not be commenting on that. So they pulled the tweet. You can't even congratulate someone. Even though they didn't say anything when she sent out a tweet or when the Girl Scouts sent out a tweet about Ruth Bader Ginsburg, when they sent out tweets, you know, about Hillary Clinton. Because only the left does that. And I'm so tired of it. I hope you are too. Make a change. Polls close at 7 o'clock tonight. We'll be back right after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
It was a monster's holiday. Gotcha.
It's a blue moon, Skipper. It's a blue moon.
That's nice, Gilligan.
It's crazy people coming out. That's what they say. Yep, this weekend. You believe it? Tomorrow night, blue moon and a full moon for your Halloween. I love Halloween. I will be handing out candy to anybody who knocks on my door tomorrow night. We've got all of our Halloween. Well, no, not you. Go away. You've had too much. We've got the Halloween decorations out, and I love it that I see even more Halloween decorations on my street this year. So that actually really makes me happy. Quick text here. SHOT Show is gone. Guess SEMA is next. Yeah. Yeah. As we had John Taffer on yesterday, this is killing us. This is killing the state of Nevada. And Governor Sisolak is just right along with it, canceling all of these huge money-making conventions. It just makes me sick. Just makes me sick. Mig, my freedom-loving 16-year-old who knows more than most of the politicians I know, just sent me this. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Quote from Ronald Reagan. The education system isn't doing it. The education system, whether it's the university or K through 12, is indoctrinating kids to the left. They don't even get the education that they deserve anymore. That they deserve the reading, the writing, the science, the math. Even if you want to be a carpenter, you want to work in construction, you better know your math. But no. It's about how to be community leaders and what's wrong with the government. How to be socialists. The number of schools that are down in enrollment, parents have decided to keep them at home and do homeschooling or private schooling. Enrollment is down across the country by 40%. 44% to be exact. What does that tell you? That tells me that parents are waking up. Quick update here. Dean, thank you so much. So Nevada is still celebrating Nevada Day, and we are going to do it in style. We are going to have classic cars cruising Main Street in Carson City tomorrow. We're going to have people in their tents along the roadway with their flags and their signs and happy birthday, Nevada, and all of that great stuff. And get this. The chili feed will go on. Thank you so much to Senator Settlemyer and Secretary of Say Yes, give him a big round of applause, and Secretary of State Barbara Sagafsky. Love that woman. She has worked so hard to try and maintain our freedoms for this election, and she's been fighting it tooth and nail. But when you're fighting up against a tyrannical piece of guy like Sisolak, what are you going to do? So just so you know, the chili is free. And it is tomorrow from noon until 2 at the Carson Nugget Casino Ballroom. Now, you can start picking up free tickets at the Carson Nugget starting at 10 o'clock. Space is limited to the first 500 guests. So you want to get your ticket early because I know we are going to pack that and people are going to just go crazy for that. Plus, you know how I love free stuff, as long as it's not from the government. All attendees get a free gift bag full of valuable stuff, full of goodies. There you have it. We will celebrate Nevada Day in downtown Carson City. We're not going to give up our celebration. It's Nevada. We're battle-born. Ain't no virus gonna stop us. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour, 24/7. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT.
Ting tang, walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee, ooh ah ah. Ting tang, walla walla bang bang. Ooh ee, ooh ah ah. Ting tang, walla walla bing bang. Ooh ee, ooh ah ah. Ting tang, walla walla bang bang. Do 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 do.
It's the Monica J Show, and you know, I guess I've been called a witch before. I guess I could be a witch doctor, too. What can I say? It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Getting ready for a fabulous, fabulous weekend. Of course, a lot of people off today celebrating Nevada Day. And a lot of people off today because, well, the shutdown for some still continues and there just aren't people back to work. So, you know, take today off and have a three-day weekend. Let's look forward to tomorrow, though. And some fun things, because we've got an election, not only national, but locally as well, that for some offices, it's been pretty contentious. You know, you're not getting the truth. You're not getting all the information about, you know, candidates that who, you know, make Facebook pages with other people's names or try to hide their identity and say things about other people and situations. But how about all the money that members of the Reno City Council have received from developers? Thousands, tens of thousands of dollars from developers. Because they want to keep them in those seats. Because we have a very development-friendly Reno City Council and a pretty friendly development for the Washoe County Commission as well. One of those people, one of those candidates, though, I want to talk about a few other things, and that is Jeff Church. Jeff Church joins us right now, who is running for the Washoe County School Board of Trustees. Jeff, thank you so much for joining me today.
Good morning.
So I want to ask you about something else besides your campaign against Scott Kelly, which I can't wait till Election Day. I can't wait to see your name up there as the winner. But you're former law enforcement and your former former military as well.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about the calls that have been put out from the left? Antifa has said things. The Bernie Bros have said things. And there are a number of states and cities across the country that they're readying themselves for civil unrest if Trump is reelected. They've threatened it. I think that personally is what Biden was meaning by a dark winter. But, you know, I'm getting stories every day. I mean, here, the New Jersey, law enforcement agencies from states including New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Texas, Washington, and California have all been preparing for these threats. What do you think?
Absolutely. I think if Trump wins, and even if he doesn't, look, the Dodgers won and they had a riot in L.A. and police cars were burned and officers injured because of a sporting event. So any excuse to have a riot, first of all, and yes, we need to be prepared. We need to discuss how we're going to protect our businesses, our families, et cetera. You know, I'm a military intelligence officer, retired, as well as Reno PD, so I'm not just making this up. It's an actual threat. The only question is where and how. And a lot of it's ad hoc. It's not necessarily organized, but one way or another, it's coming, and we have to be prepared.
And people see their opportunity, and they take advantage. We had a riot situation here in Reno, and law enforcement was told to stand down. We were told that the Nevada National Guard was coming in, but they never showed up. Law enforcement's hands were tied. Do you think that if something breaks out, that could be the possibility this time around as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You cannot count on the police. Hillary Sheevy put out her little message, anti-police, before the riot, and the police chief, Jason Soto, lied and said the guard was en route. They were not. And yeah, absolutely. And they let them, you know, burn City Hall, and they stood by. Monica, you can have a million cops, but if they stand there and watch, what good are they? You know, there's videos now going out on different agencies where the cops are just standing down because they're ordered to. Police cars burned. There's one out of San Diego that just makes my stomach turn about an officer sitting in his car as they destroy his car. We just can't. As citizens, as patriots, we have to stand up and do something.
Absolutely. 100% behind that. How is the run going for the Washoe County School District Board of Trustees?
Well, I think it's excellent. As most people know, the opponent, Scott Kelly, resigned in disgrace, but he's still on the ballot. He did do false identities on social media, including stealing my identity, as we've discussed before. So, yeah, I'm thinking it's really good. But we also, if it's in your district and you haven't voted, we need to back Craig Westner and Matt Montanese. And Monica, 2022, we got to start planning on that. November 5th or November 4th, we have to start planning for who we're going to run for November for school board, for city council, for assembly, everything. So we cannot rest.
I'm very frustrated with the whole process of the primary election, Jeff, and people putting the word out when they're going to run. Do you think that people, if they are going to run for office, should announce their intentions as soon as possible, or do you think that they should wait for filing day?
As soon as possible. We need to get the word out. And even if you're just on the fence, get people on some of these boards and committees that we have at the city, county, school board, local level. Get on some boards as a volunteer and see if it's something you might be interested in. If I can run as a retired cop, military guy, anybody can run. It's not that hard. And people have to do it. And we've had races, Monica, that nobody opposes the incumbent. We could not get anybody against Oscar Delgado, who's a disgrace on the Reno Council. We could get nobody for the State Department of Education. You know, a warm body just in case. You know, we appreciate, even though Matt Montanese works full-time, he threw his hat in the ring. And, you know, he's it's an uphill battle, but he did it, and I appreciate that.
Well, I mean, look at the situation that we have in Las Vegas now. That assembly person who is now under investigation for, wow, just...
It's crazy.
What his predecessor did with campaign finance violations, he's being accused of doing the exact same thing. And not one Republican, independent, Green Party, nobody is running against him. And that just infuriates me, Jeff. Well,
you know, like with Scott Kelly, you never know what, you know, that your opponent could get indicted, die, move. It happens all the time. So even if you don't run a strong campaign, at least we got to get people in there. And Monica, we also need to talk about how we're going to back the next candidates, you know, financially, with websites, with getting the word out, with newsletters. But, yeah, we need to do it early. Nobody pays attention in the last couple of days when you get a million glossy flyers in the mailbox. That's too little too late.
So true. So true. And, you know, that's where all of that money is spent. And I'm just looking. It's like, really? By this time, I know who I'm voting for. Why am I still getting flyers? You should have been sending this stuff out in the primary so people could get ahead of things. So, Jeff Church.
Or, you know, a year ago, name recognition a year ago.
Yeah. Well, that's why I've been trying to have you on for how long have
you
been on the show now?
Yeah, we love you. Thank you so much, Monica. And as most people know, it's not just school board. I'm involved in so many issues in Northern Nevada. And maybe it's future date we can talk about the ridiculous fire department, Reno Fire Department, labor contract with a 5% raise we're going to get. It's just everything. We've got to
That was the next topic I was going on to, because I was just saying, you know, Jeff Church is our watchdog. And, you know, that's basically what you've been doing for years. And you did just send me that information about the Reno Fire Department. And this is why elections are important.
They're getting a retroactive pay raise. It's going to cost millions and millions of dollars. The highest paid Reno firefighter made about $470,000 in 1 year. One firefighter made $70,000 in overtime. That's more than most of us make in a year. He made $70,000 in overtime. And Reno is broke, $1 billion debt going up, and they're not releasing the new debt. All these figures that are supposed to be out in October have not come out yet, both at the school district and at the city. They're hiding them. They're waiting till after the election. And on November 11th, they're going to give the fire department this 5% pay raise. Funny timing, isn't it, Monica, after the election?
It's really nauseating, Jeff. It really is. And the reason that they're not releasing those numbers is it could hurt some candidates, because people
Absolutely.
Will see
yeah.
with their own eyes that the money is being misspent, it's being mismanaged, and we have to change that. I mean, Jeff, we are in a situation where people are still unemployed, people haven't gotten money from Dieter, the system is broken, and yet that's okay. We're not going to worry. If you work for the city, if you work for the county, we're still doing your raises. And, you know, we all have to accept the pain.
You're right. And the Financial Advisory Board of Reno experts recommended a 15% across the board pay cut. And instead, they give the fire department a 5% retroactive raise. And nobody takes a pay cut. They didn't do a single pay cut.
It's just, it's amazing how it's, as long as you are on the taxpayer's dole, that you're safe, basically.
Yeah, it's incredible. And believe me, I don't get any Christmas cards from the council members when I bring this to the attention of the public, like right now. And $1 billion debt. I mean, if the economy was great, fine. You know, maybe they deserve a raise. But this is, we're not Beverly Hills. We can't afford it. And we're broke. We're in debt. The debt goes up every year. And yet, you know, the fire department, and I can prove this, is probably the highest or among the highest paid in the entire nation, the Reno Fire Department. That's, you know, $450,000 a year in pay. That's outrageous.
Well, that's why the city, that's why law enforcement and the fire department don't want to consolidate into the county. They'll lose their gravy train. So, Jeff,
and
thank you.
If you live in Reno and you live up Cache Hill or Somerset, your fire department is closed. Don't take my word for it. Go knock on the door. They may or may not have a medical response unit. There is no fire department. It's outrageous to even call it a fire station because it's not. They've closed two stations to give the firefighters a pay raise.
Well, and aren't they building a new one someplace else, too, because of the development?
Well, that's the county. You know, and the county fire department's actually pretty good. I mean, they're very well paid, but they are much more responsive. We really actually like our Truckee Meadows Fire Protection Agency, but
oh, yeah.
When you ask them about Reno, they kind of look at the ground and kind of no comment because mm-hmm. Reno is so outrageous.
Yeah. Jeff, how can people follow you and get more information on the things that you put out? Because you put out some pretty incredible emails.
Yeah, and I try not to spam. I maybe do it once a month. RenoTaxRevolt.com. RenoTaxRevolt.com covers all the different issues in Northern Nevada, as well as the school board is WatchdogJeff.com. So
all right.
You can take your pick, Watchdog Jeff or Reno Tax Revolt.
Well, I can't wait until Tuesday. I've already put my vote in, so I can't wait to see how the numbers roll out on Tuesday.
Yes, and hopefully we'll get Wessner and Montanese on, and hopefully we'll make some inroads in the Assembly and the Senate. But remember, 2022.
2022 as well. Jeff Church, thank you so much for joining me today, and good luck to you, and thank you for caring so much about Reno and Northern Nevada.
Thank you, Monica. We love you.
Aw, that's so sweet. I love him too. All right, we'll be back. Feel the love. All the love on this pre-Halloween special here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Become connected.
Connected. Connecting you to what matters in your town, your state, your country, your world.
Connected.
Connect with FM News Talk 99.1.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking in the city. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horn flying purple
people
eater.
Well, I think he has two eyes, but, you know, it's actually my boss, so I don't think we should be making fun of him on the air. Jerry Evans joining us today on the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Jerry, thank you so much for joining me on the show. And Trump did something last night that was pretty incredible for especially the environmentalists are attacking him. But.
Yeah, and the bunny huggers and whatnot. But before I get to that, because you didn't disparage my age again, this time with the introduction, but also another thing that came to me the other day, I had a couple of people ask me about, I mean, really, was he born then? And then I got thinking about it. That was two centuries ago. That wasn't last century.
Your grandfather?
My grandfather was born two centuries ago. So, anyway, enough on that. Yeah. So, the old thing about watch this hand and don't watch what the other hand is doing. Donald Trump did something last night, again, that no other stupid Republican and Democrat president ever did before. And it should have been done many, many, many years ago. And that was to take the gray wolf off the Endangered Species Act and let states manage wolves themselves. This is something that I followed a lot back in 08, 09 with SCI, and it eventually was delisted and hunted in Montana and Idaho, and there was a judge that was appointed by Obama in Bozeman, Montana. They kept putting it back on the list and whatnot. So this, once and for all, after 45 years, allows states to manage the gray wolf. And for those of you in Nevada that don't think that gray wolves are an issue here, you are wrong. I have seen wolves in Nevada. And you talk to the wildlife department. Oh, no. There's no wolves in Nevada. There are wolves in Nevada. I've been close to them. I've heard them howl. I've seen them while hunting for elk. And I've heard stories. They've been coming in here from Idaho because in Idaho, when they weren't managed, they pretty much wiped out most of the deer, moose, and elk populations in some units and traveled down into Nevada.
Yeah, they're just not here in Reno. And that's what people, you know, associate it with. They're not in their backyards. And they do, I mean, people love wolves, they look like dogs, blah, blah, blah. But guess what? They go out and they kill the animals that the cattle ranchers are trying to graze, and it's an issue.
It's a big win for hunters and for ranchers, and I know we're coming up on the top of the hour here. One thing I want to do is shame all of you hunters that don't vote. I struck up a relationship with Keith Mark at SCI. You would be shocked and surprised, and what they've been working on, he and Ted Nugent, Michael Waddell, and others have been trying to get hunters to get off their dumb asses and get out and vote. In Wisconsin alone, 250,000 hunters do not vote. Florida, 750,000. And so for the last year, they've been working on that with Donald Trump Jr. to get hunters to get out and vote your values. Get out and vote. All right?
Hey, early voting ends at 7 o'clock tonight. Make sure you do it.